Rows of chairs line the modern sanctuary, filled with worshippers from teens to older adults. Some pray in Russian, others are speaking in tongues.
The Bread of Life Christian Church is affiliated with the Assemblies of God. It's nestled in a rural part of Christian County, Missouri, surrounded by fields, a few homes, and farm roads. Nikolai Ilyuk, born in Ukraine in the 1960s, is the pastor.
It was different in the Soviet Union. Christians who practiced outside of the state-sponsored Orthodox Church didn't worship openly. They hid.
Nikolai's church there was underground. Igor Ilyuk is Nikolai's son.
So they gathered together in homes, houses. Many times they had to change location every Sunday or whatever, not to get caught, because if the people got caught, the owners of the house, they'll get arrested and sentenced.
One Siberian woman we interviewed for our series, Anfisa Tolokovskaya, told us her husband was arrested and imprisoned for 10 years for preaching evangelical Christianity. She used to visit the Christians in prison, she said.
Another Springfield resident, Lyubov Chernioglo, described worshiping at 4 o'clock in the morning to avoid imprisonment.
The Iron Curtain of communism came down nearly 30 years ago. As a result, the older and younger generations have different perspectives on religious liberties and how those liberties are practiced here.
As the pastor, Nikolai Ilyuk is trying to keep his church from splintering along generational lines.
Young people want to sing a worship song, old people want to sing old song.
Also, older women tend to cover their hair in church, but not younger women. People who lived under the careful eye of the KGB and other Soviet intelligence agencies are much less trusting than their descendants.
He's fighting the request to have two separate services. The old bring their rich experiences, he said, and the young bring the passion.
In board director, we have old people and young people, and we, sometimes it's not easy, we may have a discussion, right?
Yep.
Discussion.
One of those discussions was about opening a coffee shop in the church. The millennials were eager. The elders balked.
In Soviet Union, never we had a before coffee shop like in church. It's only church.
But in the end, the board members did something else they've learned to do here in a democratic republic. They put the matter to a vote, and in went the coffee shop.
One of the reasons the nearly 300 Russian-speaking church members chose the Ozarks is because it is considered a morally conservative part of the country.
I'm Bailey Vasali.
And I'm Cortland Stark for KSMU News.